proof today that there is money in metalwork. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This morning, we had confirmation that Berkshire Hathaway, with famed investor Warren Buffett at the helm, is buying a low-profile manufacturing firm for more than $37 billion. Marketplace's Noel King is here with more on the gripping saga of a company called Precision Cast Parts. What do these folks do for a living?
They make parts, and they make parts for the aerospace industry in particular, David. So nuts and bolts, fuel nozzles, airplane doors. Its big customers are Boeing, GE, and Airbus. And even though many people haven't heard of this company, their website boasts that just about every aircraft in the sky has some part that's made by them. It also makes pipes for the energy industry and howitzer parts for the military. And finally, a much smaller share of the business is medical supplies, like knee and hip replacements.
Oh, so why is Warren Buffett betting $37 billion on this company?
Well, consider something he said in a letter to shareholders earlier this year. He said, Berkshire is now a sprawling conglomerate constantly trying to sprawl further. One way to sprawl and to boost earnings is to acquire big companies. Now, Precision Cast Parts had nearly $10 billion in revenue in the last fiscal year, but it does have some challenges. Its stock has dropped about 20% this year, and the chief executive says that's due to weakened demand in the oil and gas sector. But this is Berkshire Hathaway's biggest ever acquisition, and Buffett has always had a reputation as an investor who ignores short-term volatility and focuses on the long haul. Given its diverse portfolio, he's probably looking at this company's potential over the long term.
All right. Marketplace's Noel King, thank you very much. For those many school districts around the country that get out in early May, it is back to school time. That statement may cause a shudder for the other kids who still have about a third of the summer left. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now on forecasts for less back to school spending this time round.
Consumers aren't planning to splurge on back to school stuff this year. The National Retail Federation predicts the average family will spend $630, about 5% less than last year, on school supplies, clothes, and electronics, which economist Chris Christopher at IHS says is
relatively okay. I would give it a grade of about a B+.
Not an A, because kids and parents aren't rushing out this year to buy some must-have educational gadget like a new tablet computer. More than a dozen states hold sales tax holidays this month, which will save the typical family about $44, but won't necessarily boost local businesses that much, says Kay Bell at Bankrate.com.
I think it tends to shift shopping patterns more than increases them. People just put off their shopping. They know this is coming up. It's like they have their list, but they're not going to go until they can save a few tax dollars.
Bell says the lost tax revenue does create a math problem, putting state budgets tens of millions in the hole. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now a look at how the supposed law of supply and demand can get out of sync. Our example today comes from the real estate market, where prices in many American cities have been rising. But in some spots, prices are too high because houses and apartments for sale are in short supply. That's discouraging some would-be home shoppers, as Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports from Denver.
Robin Smith bounces her one-year-old on her lap as she tells me about her family's search for a new home.
We started out looking in Highlands Ranch.
Her apartment in Denver was too small for a growing family, so Smith and her husband went looking for a house. They found one in the suburbs they really liked, a four-bedroom place listed for $259,000.
We made an offer $10,000 over the asking price and found out that there was 32 offers on the home over a weekend.
In the end, her $10,000 over asking wasn't even close. Smith and her husband both work for national companies, which makes relocating easier. So they considered something a little radical. They decided to expand their housing search to Texas.
Someone recommended Austin, and they said that it's a little more affordable and still a great place to live. So we actually booked a flight the following week and bought a house.
Single-family homes in Austin are about $50,000 cheaper than in Denver. But many people don't have the luxury of moving to a more affordable area. The problem, from Seattle to Dallas to Denver, is buyers are bidding up a very limited supply of homes. Lawrence Yoon is chief economist with the National Association of Realtors.
The prices are rising just too fast and certainly far ahead of people's income.
Commerce Department numbers show condo construction at historic lows, and single-family home construction is half what it should be, according to Bob Denk. He's with the National Association of Home Builders. Denk says changing that would require a seismic shift in the industry. That's because skilled labor and lots to build on are in short supply.
And we are having these sort of supply chain headwinds that it's hard just to double overnight. But the other part of that is, you know, we have produced at this level before, so it's not impossible.
Not impossible, but probably not changing anytime soon, which means home prices will likely keep going up. I'm Ben Marcus for Marketplace.
And here's a radical concept in higher ed. A British law school is offering a 50% money-back guarantee on tuition if grads don't get work within 9 months. 50, 50, half the money back from the University of Law in Chester, England. Last month, New York's Brooklyn Law School said it'll give 15% cash back on tuition for those still looking after 9 months. I was in New Orleans following the money as we come up on 10 years after the flood of floods. If you miss it on the air, my coverage and that of our wealth and poverty team is accumulating at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.